Good morning. It's good being with you again this morning. When Jesus was giving to his disciples his last instructions before he ascended into heaven, some of his disciples asked him a question that they had been struggling with ever since they learned of his identity. Being Jews, they knew the scriptures prophesied their Messiah would come as a mighty deliverer and free them from all their oppressors. Jesus had spent all of his time preaching and teaching about spiritual matters, never once making a move toward delivering them from the Romans. The closest he ever came was when he rode into Jerusalem on a donkey. For a brief moment, it looked like he might be moving toward taking over. After all, he was welcomed into the city as a conquering king. That hope lasted only a brief moment, as shortly thereafter he was arrested in the garden and hauled off to be judged and crucified. All prospects of Jesus delivering them from the Roman oppression was lost as Jesus hung lifelessly on the cross. After Jesus miraculously rose from the dead, that hope ignited once again, causing his disciples to venture out and ask him, "Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel?" Even after all that had happened, they still didn't get it. To their question, Jesus patiently answered in Acts 1, 7, and 8, and he said unto them, "It is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power. But ye shall receive power, after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth." Jesus asked them once again to simply trust him. They would not understand everything that was happening, and they would not at this moment be able to justify why he had not freed them from the Romans. However, for now, they would have to trust those unknowns to their heavenly Father. He was the one in control of the times and seasons. He was the divine overseer of all prophecies, fully responsible for fulfilling them in the exact time. He used a word describing the control the Father exercised over all things. He called it his own power. The word in this usage means authority. God has authority over all things and rules accordingly. Jesus told his disciples that after the Holy Ghost came upon them, they would receive power. However, this is a different word for power. Here it means supernatural or divine power. It's the word that describes the miracles performed by the Lord. He was describing the miraculous, life-changing work the Holy Spirit would do in lives as the gospel went out from their testimonies. God the Father has all power or authority over all things, and has declared that his disciples should be endued with power or the Spirit's energizing ability to work in the hearts of men. It is in this way that we can participate in the work of the miraculous. So let's enter in to his work and watch as the miraculous is unleashed through our presentations of the gospel. God bless you today. I love you.